Don't do that.
Ain't no sense talking about the big eyes that we use. I'm here to squash Brittle Cruz.
Crime story. Just another page out the book.
Crime story.
It's about killers and crooks.
Crime story.
Niggas getting murdered all the time.
Crime story.
This weed and with his money, this greed. But wherever there was a drug spot, you could find Dwayne Reed. And he ain't do more narcotics than your local pharmacy. Till he eventually got knocked and thought like daddy would go free on charges of
robbery and murder in the first degree.
But since the judge was ivory and he was up on an A-class felony, knew the verdict would be guilty, so he tried to cop a plea. I guess snitching was in his bloody inherited from his family. Cause even
his old man used to sell crack, but when he got corporate handed with coke and more, cause that bad boy was strapped.
Turned to a state informant and he beat that rap. See? Anyway, son got caught in the system, his release was a trap. And he claimed it wasn't me, I ain't do it, nobody sue me, dude. You can't prove a thing, but task force thing had him on tape.
Possession plus a sale.
But since they wanted his supplier, they let him out of jail on bail. DA was breathing out his neck, so he put a DT on his tail, but he failed. Reed knew the streets like the back of his hands. I got around like mail, lost a trail when he stopped that poncho to get new ports and ginger ale. Oh yeah, changed for the payphone instead outside of the bodega. Gave some money to a beggar, spent the rest to answer his pager. It was his baby's mother calling to pay respect, dude. Somebody shot and killed Cornbread, watching 6 o'clock news. Oh shit, he couldn't believe his ears and had to fight back the tears. Nah, they murdered his crime partner who had been down for years.
Crime story.
Just another page out the book.
Crime story.
It's about killers and crooks.
Crime story.
Niggas getting murdered all the time.
Crime story. Crime story.
Just another page out the book.
Crime story.
It's about killers and crooks.
Crime story.
Niggas getting murdered all the time.
Crime story.
And had to fight back the tears. Had to beat them niggas for murder. They had beef with them for years. Like two hands washed the face, one hand washed the other. Blood is thicker than water, so he had to avenge his nigga slaughter. He couldn't break down now, he had to be strong. He knew he did it all along. The fucking cops had the whole shit wrong. Dwayne ain't have no fucking connections. He was extorting drug dealers and making them pay protection. Sworn the streets is war, and his brother was a casualty. Luckily he hid the money before he got in the police custody. And all he gotta do is get the loot, kill him niggas and catch the plane. My three, it sounded easy, but he needed this wheel, so we checked this kid AG, who just came over 10 years for caught that in 83. This nigga smoked the TV, almost OD'd on his own stuff. For a fiend, once was too many times, but 1,000 wasn't enough. But now he's on the boulevard, and G gave him a whip plus a Mac 10 semi-automatic with a fully loaded clip. He had to dip, he seen police out the corner of his eye. To make a long story short, now we speeded through Best Stop. Pulled up to the curb at murdering troopers. His targets couldn't see him parked in a stolen beat up tenant coupe. He had the upper hand, them niggas ain't know what the fuck hit him. Try to run a joint. Put on the blasted in the street. Dwayne was lifted to his feet. Shot by the long arm of the Lord. The pavement came up loud. Smacked him in the jaw. Now his back is to the floor. But his guns ain't empty as he starts firing. All other directions with no sympathy. Instead, if I go, you motherfuckers is coming with me. Police moved in. He's hurt bad but still fought. Even though Dwayne Reed ain't make it to the airport, he took his own life. He'd rather die than get caught.
It's all about crime.
Just another page out the book.
Crime story.
It's about killers and crooks.